Good evening, Dallas Stars hockey fans. This is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. The title of this podcast and everything that come from it was Championship Goaltending. Jake Ottinger was on fire. I would have loved for him to get the shutout, but man, he made the saves when he needed to make them. I know our power play was on fire too. Sagan with his two goals in the power play. It was a wonderful game, but it was Jake. It was his elite net minding that got us to steal a game in Minnesota. We needed it. We're going back home tied, and we're going to have game five on home ice. There was a lot of things, though, that I will say we have to clean up, man. There, all those odd man rushes, the two breakaways. There was some stuff that still needed some work, but it was because we were on the forecheck. It was because we also were shooting pucks to the net. We were so much more aggressive in this game. It just looked like a whole nother hockey team altogether. But it looked like Philip Gustafson was finally mortal tonight. You know, we didn't play well against him in the other two games we played him. Plus, we also didn't have as many shots on goal towards him either. Game three was terrible because the defense for Minnesota was just that good, and we weren't able to harass Gustafson at all. And tonight, we showed that he was mortal. You know, it's still his first playoff run, and we just did what we needed to do. You know, we're waiting for Joe Pavelski to come back, but Tyler Seguin is definitely stepping up on that first line and doing what he needs to do to help his team right now. And I know that we're waiting for Joe to come back, so we got to win this series. It's just been so much fun watching this team this year. And like I said earlier in my last podcast, there is no success if we don't win this series. It is so important that we move forward with what we have. The talent that we have on this roster is elite. We are now one of the elite teams in the NHL. Yes, I'm a little bit concerned at Jason Robertson, but you know what? It's because he's one of the top players on our team, and what do, the top players? They usually harass them more. And I know the argument is if he's one of the top teams, he'll find a way. Well, there were some really good shots today. He got some good passes. He was playing really good, like, all around the boards. I just think that his goals are coming. I mean, we've also kept Kirill the Thrill out of it, too. So, I mean, these are two guys that came up at the exact same time. You know, Kirill actually won the Calder, and Jason was number three on that list for the Calder Trophy in the rookie season. So, both these players aren't playing up to their potential because defenses have been really good in this game on both sides of the ice. Anyway, like I said, the last save that Jake Ottinger made, I think it made me feel like I was watching Martin Brodeur again. The way that he moves his body, that was a Marty Brodeur type save. And I heard that I've heard a couple of people on NHL Network compare him to Marty, and I think that that's a great comparison. Very competitive, very calm, and he just has such great body control. Anyway, game five is on Tuesday, and I'm very grateful that I'll probably get to watch most of it at home because I have an early shift at my job, and this is a wonderful day. Go Dallas Stars. Thank you for everybody that have been contributing and being a part of my podcast. This is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute, and let's go get game five.